I'm Liz Pelka reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump says the planned meeting with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un might not happen.
There's a chance, there's a very substantial chance that it won't work out. I don't want to waste a lot of time, and I'm sure he doesn't want to waste a lot of time. So there's a very substantial chance that it won't work out, and that's okay. That doesn't mean it won't work out over a period of time, but it may not work out for June 12th. But there's a good chance that we'll have the meeting.
The potentially historic summit is scheduled for June 12th in Singapore. South Korean President Moon Jae-in was more optimistic than Trump following their meeting in Washington Tuesday. Moon speaks through an interpreter.
All this was possible because of you, Mr. President, and I have no doubt that you will be able to accomplish a historic feat that no one had been able to achieve in the decades past.
Skepticism about the North's intentions have mounted in recent weeks after Kim's government pulled out of planned peace talks with the South last week, the leader objecting to long-scheduled joint military exercises between the U.S. and South Korean forces. Eight South Korean journalists arrived in North Korea Wednesday after receiving a last-minute approval by the reclusive regime to observe the dismantling of the North's nuclear test site. The site where North Korea has conducted all six of its nuclear tests is scheduled to be dismantled between Wednesday and Friday, depending on weather conditions. Australian Archbishop Philip Wilson is stepping away from his post after becoming the world's highest-ranking Catholic cleric to be convicted of covering up sexual abuse committed by a fellow priest. The 67-year-old Wilson was convicted Tuesday in a court in Newcastle of failing to report the sexual abuse in the 1970s. This is VOA News. French Foreign Minister Jean-Yves Le Drian said Wednesday if the United States